Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Wow. Welcome back. This is the Novo Convo podcast. I'm Veronica Vo. I'm joined by Harrison No. He's that way.
I'm over there. Or here.
He's
over.
He's that way.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 We're wearing the same color shirt. It's a little weird.
Can't even tell, actually.
I think mine's darker.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, yours is darker. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're both just here. Because we want an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics. Well, I can't talk this morning.
It's fine.
It's warm fine. Yeah, warm up. But really, we're just here because we have a never-ending backlog that's clearly sort of never-ending.
Oh, it's never-ending. Yeah, there's stuff on here.
Yeah. But some would say it's two people conversing.
Like Novo Combo and GeoVio Combo spelled right above my head?
Wow. Genius. Absolute genius.
Getting the validation I don't get anywhere.
Wow. Wait. Anywhere. But you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Convo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere, anywhere. A little bit of everywhere, anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah. In this episode, we're on week 9 of our news dumpy series, whatever weekly news dumpy that we have. It is leap day week this week. So we're just going to be talking about anything that happened from February 29th through March 2nd. But yeah, I got an extra day in February, the last week of February.
The moment someone mentions it, you know, it's the first thing. And I think we talked about this, or maybe it's just a side thing. The 29th, I'm like, damn, if someone has a birthday, it's like there, and then you actually celebrate it like 4 years later.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like in between, you just kind of choose what day you.
The 28th or March 1st?
I know we probably talked about this. And I'm anyway.
Babies that were born on leap day, they're zero for the next 4 years. If you think about it, they're zero for the next 4 years.
It doesn't hit. The day doesn't exist.
Yeah, the day doesn't exist. But yeah. Pop culture. Where is Wendy Williams? It's like a docuseries that aired, I think, on Lifetime. One of those weird TV network shows. But yeah, so it aired. And basically, she has like all of these medical issues. But the biggest one is that she has dementia. So it's really sad to see. Because she's kind of like not there anymore. That's why she had to leave the Wendy Williams show during COVID. But yeah, I haven't seen it because I just don't. I think it's on Lifetime, so it's not like a channel that I frequent on. But yeah, I heard from a lot of people that it was interesting.
Yeah, isn't it kind of controversial in that like it's kind of what's the word? It's weird, you like have using it like kind of doing a documentary over like because of the state she's in.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little weird. It's like money grabbing essentially.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but I feel bad for her because she doesn't look too good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, she gets the help she needs, the support she has or will have. But yeah, other than that, let's just get right into anime. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's called Honey Lemon Soda.
No.
It's a romance and like manga, but it's now turning into an anime. So it's been officially announced. Super excited. Cool. I've read this.
Oh, okay. Is it like, is it going to be super long? Is it like ongoing?
No. It's completed. Not that long, but yeah, it's good.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Is this low-key her way of telling me to go watch it?
I'm just like, Harrison, you should go watch it. I'm trying to get Harrison into the romance era. Just getting him in there. But One Punch Man Season 3, there's an official teaser trailer that came out. The studio is JC Staff, which did Season 2.
Yep.
They can't mess up, right?
I've heard there's some hype stuff for Season 3.
Yeah, me too.
And people are like, they can't mess this up, right? And it's only unfortunate because I think coming from what we got from Season 1.
Madhouse.
It's Madhouse, just like, and not just Madhouse, but like the animation, any animes they were able to get that happened to be like, hey, we're friends with you, let's just do it. And they just went balls to the walls.
Yeah.
So I'm still excited, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah. This announcement was back in like COVID, like 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they finally put out like a teaser trailer out this week. So yeah, that'd be cool. Who knows? I don't know if you've seen, have you started watching this? The Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation?
Nope, still on my list.
Okay, me too. Because season 2, part 2 is scheduled for April 7th, which is like right around the corner.
Yep.
So if you want to watch it, we got binge it now.
I mean, we've got about a month, right? Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I got
it. It's fine. Because you know what else is out in a month? What? Konosuba. God's Blessing on This Wonderful World, season 3, scheduled for April 10th.
Dude, I can't wait. I've been waiting. I didn't think this would come. I honestly was like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. No, but it is. And you know what's the funny part? I announced this to my husband, and he was doing the underwear thing with his boxer, and then that triggered me to be like, oh, yeah, Konosuba, season 3 is coming out next month. He literally stopped what he was doing, stared at me, and went, you're a degenerate. How did you remember this? As soon as, like, he was doing this. I'm like, I'm the degenerate. You're the one that did the action.
Just got you there, bro.
Yeah, I was like, come on now. The Misfit of Demon King Academy, season 2, part 2. There, you know, I'm just trying to trigger Harrison here.
He is. Scheduled for my composure.
Scheduled for April 12th. I heard that there was a lot of mishap with part 2 because I think I remember part 1. There was like a lot of delays last year, like due to COVID and like the studio. So I think part 2 was initially supposed to come out last year.
Yeah, because I think I heard it as well, and I only noticed like how it was kind of sporadic.
Yeah, it was like lagging.
Yeah.
Lagging drops.
I'm not watching it right now, but yeah, I kind of noticed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the last item is My Wife Has No Emotion is scheduled for this summer, July 2024. I've never heard of it, but the title looked interesting, so I was like, let me add it.
Sounds spicy.
Spicy.
Or depressing. Whichever one.
Either one.
Whatever's your cup of tea.
Yeah. Marvel, nothing. Because these last couple weeks have been filled with Deadpool, so now it's nothing.
That's fine. It's probably good, it's considering. Yeah, it's fine.
They need a break.
Yeah.
They just needed a little break.
Yeah.
Yeah. DC.
I think, I think it's rumored that Marvel might take action against Sony, right?
Because, I think that's a rumor.
Yeah. It's speculated because I not only bring this up because it's funny. Because we say Marvel needs to take a break, and Marvel is trying to take a break, but Sony's going full gear,
full gear, like Madam Web,
like pedal to the metal, everything. Let's release everything, and to the layman, they won't know anything. They're like, more Marvel. Anyway,
in association with Marvel, yeah. I think they're sick of that. They're probably sick of that.
Yeah, they're like, nah, we ain't doing this.
Yeah, we got to take it back. We'll see. But in DC news, so Superman Legacy is now just called Superman. And James Gunn changed that on the first day of filming, like shooting.
Which is fine. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think we've been in a world, like, been in, like, this era of, like, having to do name plus whatever title, like, literally Superman Legacy. Just to get the point across. But I think for marketing purposes for the last year, that's probably helpful.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Superman makes sense. So we will see. There were some AI images of David in like a Superman suit.
Hmm.
But James Gunn has denied that, saying it's AI. So which is scary because I'm like, AI. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also in that era.
We are. We are. But we do watch other shows and movies, surprisingly, but also not surprisingly. Dune Part 2 has been released. I went and watched it day of release. I'm trying to get Harrison to go see it, but he needs to see Part 1 first.
Need to see Part 1.
Yeah, no, this is like one of the best movies in 2024. I think this is one of Timothy's best performances that I've seen in a long, long time.
I've heard it's nonstop. Like, it's, even though it's 3 hours, it flies by.
It didn't feel like 3 hours.
Yeah, to me. That's, I've heard that consistently. And I'm like, dang, yeah. Okay.
It's that really means, good.
To me, if I keep hearing it, that's honestly a good. That's just, I honestly think the movie's good at that point because 3 hours is a long time, dude.
Like, it is. I was scared. I was like, wow. This is going
to
be...
Or it's, well, close to 3 hours, right?
It's 2 hours, 45 minutes, but you just round up this.
Still, it's still long.
Yeah, it's still long. But yeah, it's a really, really good movie. Even my husband liked it, and he doesn't like a lot of stuff.
He's very critical.
Yeah. He rated it at a 7.5 out of 10.
That's
watchable for him. That's great for him.
I always forget to ask what's his 9 and 10s, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I need to ask him that next time.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Mutant Mayhem sequel, is going to release in theaters October 9th, 2026. It's probably in, like, filming right now, production, whatever you want to call it.
Probably in production, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. We both saw the first one.
We both think it'll be cool. Yeah, I know. That's weird. Yeah. Stop that. Yeah. I'm excited because I liked the first one. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, me too.
It was a cool watch. I watched that over Blue Beetle, so I really did like that
one. Yeah, you did. We both did, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, we did. Because it was last summer. Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, they did a Shredder tease, so I'm kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
We'll see. Well, I mean, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Wonka is going to be on HBO Max March 8th. That came out in December, so this tracks about the 3-month mark.
Yep.
When it goes to streaming. I haven't seen it yet. I want to, but my husband's scared of Willy Wonka because he thinks it's just a creepy old man giving children candy.
But he just watched Dune. I say a Dune because Timothée Chalamet is in it, right? So
yeah. Well, I had to think about it. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it now. It's true. Now I got to tell him.
Yeah, because it's a pre...
It's a origin prequel, I think.
Story.
Yeah.
Type deal. Yeah.
But I think he still thinks Willy Wonka is a little weird.
Oh, no.
Which is
valid.
When
you think about it on paper, kind of creepy.
Yeah. Totally valid.
Don't blame him.
No, not at all. And games, I got nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah, I'm just fighting the fight in Helldivers. That's all. It's fine.
For democracy.
For democracy. Yeah, for freedom, liberty.
It was funny because I went to see Dune Part 2 with your brother. We came back home, hopped on like Discord, and he started playing like Helldivers 2 with you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, you hopped from one propaganda to another. Was true. Dune 2 was one propaganda to another.
I know that part. I understand Dune on that front. And it's funny. Yeah. Oh, dude, it's funny reading. I think, have you seen one person do a review on TikTok? And it was like talking about how it's just he's just another white savior complex type deal.
Yep.
And I'm like, you can't be serious. I'm like, I don't think she watched the movie.
Yeah, no. She just needs to, like, she just go see it and find out for yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be, it was a short week. Nothing dramatic happened anywhere. It was great. Nothing. I'm gonna jinx this for next week. I know.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. It's fine. But that's all I have. Is that all you have, Harrison? You have anything else?
Nope. That's it. All.
Well, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at NovoConvo and GOVOConvo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below if we missed anything, because I tunnel vision, therefore Harrison tunnel visions.
Yep.
But yeah, let us know how we're doing. Like this video. Subscribe. We have a lot of new people here. Hello.
Hello.
And yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.